Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
I tell the radio audience a funny note here before I remind you, before I need to remind you to go to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320 and cop all the supplements you need. Book your free nutritionist consultation. You can use the macro calculator if you're a little bit more advanced and you just want to know what types of foods you could eat. It's all right there for you. Trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Excited to be partnered with them. Headed into the new year, I know a lot of people make these New Year's resolutions and all of that stuff. I know a lot of people are gearing up. They're preparing their Thanksgiving menus, their Christmas menus, all of that good stuff. And I'm going to get started in January. New year, new me. Well, come up with a plan. Have a plan. Trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320 can help you have that plan. There's a link right there to maptrition.com also, so you can grab all of the different supplements that I take, including protein shakes, sleep enhancers, and strength enhancers as well. What was great is during the entire commercial break, I was attempting to talk to Kyle, and he didn't hear me. Like, he literally couldn't hear a single word I was saying. No, it's fine. No, it's good. I just kept asking you.
That's good.
You guys have made me so self-conscious about that. Like, I clearly need to stop saying
No, not at all.
I need to stop saying
Put
that.
Put it on because, a shirt.
Like, I'm getting videos of Drew Down mocking me now and Manny.
No, it's good. Drew, get your stuff off.
Okay. Oh, and you were a part of the video, too. That's great.
There was a host I used to work with at 95.7 The Game, who shall remain nameless, he had a phrase like that we started just doing on air I openly to your face was like, here's my impression of you. This guy, we just all started kind of doing it to him on air without telling him.
Uh-huh.
And one day he was like, we let him in on the joke and he never did it again.
Oh,
stop.
Wow.
Saying it was just, he would go, yeah, yeah. Like that. And so we just always started doing that, and we were like, oh, yeah, because you always do it. And then he'd never done it again.
That's funny. I wonder if I'm disciplined enough to stop saying it.
Don't stop.
Please don't.
Yeah. Streets love it.
Then how would you mock me? Well, I'm sure you can find a million ways to do it, so don't answer that, please. Like, I'm begging you to please not answer that.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm sorry if I interrupted something you were saying, but can we get air horns?
Sure. Air horns in 3, 2, 1.
And congratulations to our guy, Joe Davison, man.
Being, yes, sir.
Into the
time.
California High That's School Football time. Hall of Fame. Joe D, you the man, dog.
Absolutely.
Much deserved.
Legend.
Much deserved.
Absolutely tremendous. While you're here, Juwan Jennings, full participant.
Yeah, it's big time.
So that's pretty big, right? Because he popped up on the injury report kind of out of nowhere. No.
Yeah. He was not there on Wednesday, just not on the participation report. Thursday pops up as limited with an ankle, and the problem with that is, did he roll his ankle walking into the facility so he took it easy in practice that day? Did he hurt his ankle in practice? Because we've seen that happen with the 49ers before, where somebody won't be on the participation report. Talanoa Hufanga, when he missed the game with the ankle, he rolled his ankle in practice and then ended up not playing that week. So there's always that concern, but apparently it must have just been like, oh yeah, he messed up his ankle a little bit and was good to go today.
Good stuff.
So the interesting thing about the 49ers is, you know, things just happen out of nowhere. So maybe I missed all this or whatever. I've just been too focused on the Kings or whatever. But okay. Trent Williams is questionable. George Kittle is questionable. 97 is questionable. And out of nowhere, Mitch Wisnowski's out. What?
Well, Mitch, hasn't Mitch we knew he was out, no?
Who's been punting?
No, didn't they just sign a punter?
Like yeah, Kenny's assessment of his lack of paying attention, spot on.
when did they sign him? When did he punt on Sunday?
Yeah, he did. Back in training camp, he had a back issue that I remember that. They had who is the cat's name who punted for him? Purvis something. Percy something.
Ellison.
That's it. No, whoever it was that kicked for him in the preseason. So Wisnowski's had this back thing. Shanahan said it flared up last Sunday. They're going to go through treatment options. Now it sounds like he's going to go on IR. Oh, right. Pat O'Donnell is a person I just learned about and is on the 49ers.
As D'Lo would say, that's not a real person.
That's an actual person, I swear to God. Bosa, hip thing. He played through an injury last week. He said he was in the most pain he's ever been in his career. And he played through it. So cool. He's practiced today. I would assume he plays. Shanahan didn't sound super worried about it. And same thing with Kittle. He basically said, I'm expecting Kittle to play, but he's not going to practice Wednesday. We'll be smart with him this week. The Trent Williams one's interesting though, because he had his normal rest day on Wednesday.
Yeah,
but he was the injury on the injury report. There's like columns, so it'll be player name, injury, and then like whether they practiced or not, or so, limited or out or whatever.
So, shout out to our guy Nick Wagner. He had a quote from Kyle Shanahan on Trent Williams. He says, "Quote: He's been hurting all week, and thought he'd be able to go today. He couldn't. Hopefully, he'll be better tomorrow and good to go. But we'll have all the way up until kickoff. We'll have to wait all the way up to kickoff for him."
Dang.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
No. No idea when that happened. But yeah, he was listed as, it was ankle, comma, not injury related, resting player. So it's like, oh, so he's resting, but he also has an ankle injury, and then he was out of practice with the ankle injury.
We can't never just have nice things.
No, no, it appears you can never have healthy players.
And at least he didn't retire.
Well,
there's that. Got to thank our lucky stars for that one.
Let's talk to Mitch before James joins us. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. What's happening, Mitch?
How's it going?
Good, man.
Casey.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Good, Casey. And also want to say hello to Kyle here. I didn't recognize his voice, but then it hit me like, you know, I was like 10 seconds late. Doesn't even say hello.
Okay. I got a job to do, Mitch.
You're working too much.
I'm working, bro.
All right, I see. You're sweating, right? You're sweating. It's sweater weather out there, I see.
It's chilly. It's going to be cold tonight,
too.
I'll
tell you, New Jersey, the weather. I imagine Keon is playing, and I think Lyle's. Was that a career game he had the other day? I think he should be in the lineup, too.
It definitely wasn't. I mean, I think he'll play, but I don't think it was a career game for him.
Okay. And I think the 49ers got to worry about Kyle Murray. I mean, he made a great decision when I signed with Oakland.
Wait, what?
Kyler Murray, right? That's what you said?
The 49ers?
Kyle Murray. They're in first place right now, the Cardinals, right?
Who's?
Yeah. Oh, come
on, hard to believe.
They are.
Kyle Murray's a good quarterback.
He is.
All right, we agree. All right, Casey. I thought I'd have to fly out there and, you know, maybe have to arm wrestle for the girl who's the better quarterback. You know, Kyle Murray or Birdie. And do I have to fly out there and arm wrestle?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't have to. You don't have to arm wrestle.
Right?
No, it's okay. You don't have to arm wrestle. Thank you. He did call him Kyle Murray, right? And I'm
Kyle Murray.
Okay. Was it? All right, never mind. It doesn't matter. Just get Manny. 916-909.
Called him Kyle Murray.
1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Manny?
Oh, that's good. That's good, man. I have to follow up, Mitch. That's good. That's good.
Right. Okay, no, I get it. It's funny. Everybody got jokes. It's
everybody
fine.
Get your stuff off. It's good.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out first of all. For you guys for supporting the Chatty House After Party, right? Kyle coming on, Will Z's come on. We're going to have James Hamm on it sometime.
Nice.
Don is Dope is coming on.
Nice.
We actually had a long list of people that want to come on, so that's great. But I want to give a special shout out to Zabo, who puts in the time to do the clips for us, and Katrina, because she stays up late putting those videos together using her graphic skills. And I'm pushing her to get her own little design made so we can put that up there because she works hard at that and stays up really late at night getting those together. So shout out to both of them for helping us out on that part of it.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, awesome. Great stuff from the whole crew over there at the Chatty House After Party. I just assumed Katrina and Ramsey never slept. Like, when's Ramsey sleep?
Yeah,
Allowed to say his name? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want him to get in trouble.
I may or may not have seen him in here earlier.
And he in there.
Yeah, just kind of taps in real quick.
Yeah, no, right. He's here.
Taps back out.
Yeah, he's here. He's still around. That's still our guy.
I think I said too much.
No.
Don't want him in trouble.
He'll keep it down. He'll keep it down. Katrina, God bless her. Tasha comes over, sits next to me. So what do we do about this humidor bill? I don't know, Katrina. Hope y'all figure it out. I'll see y'all later. I'm going to let you and Dave Garcia work that out because... I didn't even get a cigar.
Like, nope, I don't want no cigar. I don't want no drink. I'm just here.
My jacket got all smoked up, and I ain't even get a cigar.
That does happen in there. They do a good job of filtering.
I can't go in. Oh, no, they do a great job. Yeah, but I was around all those hooligans there in the corner. Filthy McNasty over there. And
Tribal Chief asked me if I smoke a cigar or if I've smoked cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. Because I don't, like, smoke them actively, but I have. I will.
Yeah.
And he goes, do you smoke cigars? And I was like, yeah. Well, like a mild one. And then the laugh he gave, like the pointing at me. It's like, you asked me this because I don't look like a cigar guy.
Yeah.
And you knew I was going to either say no or be like, yeah, I mean a little.
Yeah.
And it is a little.
Yeah.
It is. It's exactly what he did to me.
I hear the laugh.
No, for sure. The Tribal Chief absolutely looks like a cigar smoker. He was there with the opening for the humidor when we went that night.
Oh, he was.
He was with us, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When the meeting
when we
went,
opened
right?
It, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was there doing his thing.
Smoking cigars, yeah.
You seen the back shelf in his office? That's the back shelf of a cigar guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anytime you have that amount of whiskey.
Out all of December 6th?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, he should.
Well, a lot of people should be hanging out. I don't think anyone's hanging out all day except for me and you.
Yeah, they'll get there.
I'll be there.
They'll get there in time for the wake-up call.
It's 6 p.m., 6:30 so they can, you know, poke their head in. Oh yeah, hey, Flashback Friday. Yeah,
they know not to get there too early because someone will say, "Hey, put the corporate card at the bar." Yeah. Just leave it right up there.
Oh, breaking news.
Uh oh.
Stone Cold.
Uh oh.
It's official. I was tuned into this on YouTube. Kion Anthony has selected Syracuse over USC. He is following in the footsteps of his father.
That was glassworthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kion Anthony, the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals?
Somewhere, Mitch is hella confused.
Hey, so Kion Anthony decided to play basketball at Syracuse. So I thought
Kyle
he was gonna,
Murphy.
I thought he was going to go play for the A's.
Kyle Murphy is hilarious. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I think Kyan, that might be number one. Nah, he's top five player in the nation.
He's really good, and those Boozer twins are really good.
Ooh, yeah, they can go.
Really, really good.
They can go.
All right, so we got that Juwan Jennings is a full participant. DeMar DeRozan is not. He will not be participating in the in-season tournament game tonight at the Golden 1 Center. Is on the injury report, officially listed as out. James Hamm set to join us, but his time management has got as bad as mine in the last few days. And Casey and I have a different day, so I just keep looking at the clock because we're about to turn up in like an hour.
Yeah.
I'm ready to cook. I'm ready to cook today. Kyle Mattson stepping out with us today, too.
Come on, man.
Leezy already out there.
Did I hear correctly that Kim going to be in the house?
Kim's coming. Oh, yep.
Man. Come on, man. It's a reunion.
And Allie's coming.
I thought he said Ken.
Well, Ken might come out.
Ken from the Eagle.
Oh.
Ken might
come out. Ken's pulling up.
Ken.
I mean, he was an L.A. guy, but that's crazy.
Ken, how do you feel about Anderson .Paak?
I love him.
Oh, I think he's really talented.
Does he play for the Lakers? let's get Titus in here since James isn't here. 916-909-1320. Titus, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up with y'all? Hey, y'all going to catch an elderly abuse, man. Y'all going too hard right now.
Who we beat up?
Oh, the elderly, man. You know, people, they make mistakes, you know, with the names and stuff like that.
Now he'll be okay. But,
He's talking about Mike in New Hampshire.
What's up, Titus? Okay, bye, Titus. This show is amazing. This show is great, man. I love this show.
Titus, all the fact, man.
The show has gone completely downhill since we stopped playing music. Let's just get. What do we got? We've played all of these. I mean, we haven't played this one in a while, I guess.
Hey.
Y'all know what it is, man. Don't worry about editing this out. Just let it ride. Who cares?
For sure.
I don't know where James is at. Why don't we just play music the last hour?
What was the name of the old station, KSMJ? That's what we could be.
Yeah, that's what it is.
1530 or 1380. I can't remember.
It was all out there at some point. Steelo and KC. ESPN 1320, you know what it is, Flashback Friday. This you can bear. You stood right beside me, yeah. And I won't forget. And I really love you. I think Damien just retired. You should know. Make sure I'm right, girl, before I let go. We've had a good time. That's not to say. We've heard in each other. Girl, it's a shame. All right. James is here, so the party's over.
Kyle said it happened. Damien retired.
It's gone.
I was like, Titus. We had Titus. Like, Titus don't want to talk. And the last time James was a few minutes late, his computer almost exploded. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put a record on and go get my damn drink.
Titus is back. Do you want to take Titus while James is here?
No. I want to talk to James. I was like, man, I'm going to go get my little Zoa here because Kenny and I are going to be out till midnight. I got to catch a flight at 6 o'clock in the morning. And
that's
we
what
here,
call,
baby.
That's what we call Iron Man weekend. That's what you got, man. You got an Iron Man weekend coming on.
James.
What's up, friends?
What's up, man? No DeMar DeRozan today. He is officially ruled out. I assume Keon is just going to slide into that starting position as he did at halftime the other night.
Yeah, Kyle and I discussed this earlier, and maybe – I mean, I could also, because of the matchups, I could see Mike asking Trey Lyles to start to match up against a big body in Julius Randle. But, I'm not sure. I think we're going to have to wait and see a little bit. That's just kind of like the nature of the beast here. You know, he has options.
Okay. Yeah, I personally – I like what you're talking about there with Trey Lyles, but I personally probably would go with Keon. Move Herter up to that three spot or so.
Well, nothing's ever gone wrong when Mike has put too much thought into something. Might hey, I remind you of the Doug McDermott game?
That did happen. About Doug McDermott.
Not that Trey Lyles can't start. Trey Lyles can obviously start. Keon has started significantly more games, and it just seems like it might make a little more sense.
I agree with that.
And he started the second half the other night.
I agree.
Yeah, but you have to remember, like, sometimes this is it will be about matchups. And if you look at the Keon Ellis at the starting shooting guard position, that might be the matchup that he wants. And then Trey Lyles against Naz Reid off the bench. So that might be something that Mike is looking at too. So you guys might be right. It might just be Keon Ellis moves in and you know, Kevin Herter moves to the small forward. I think Kevin can handle the small forward against Jaden McDaniels with no problem. And, you know, probably gives you a better scoring lineup. Maybe even a little bit better defense. But you're going to go up against a big team with sort of an undersized roster.
What did you take anything away from what we saw on Wednesday? I was tipping my hat to you, man, saluting you, because you said it Wednesday before the game. You said, hey, they hit about 12, 13 threes, 14 threes. You're going to see 130, 135, 140. And if they could get a defensive rebound, they probably would have got 135 on Wednesday. That's exactly what happened. They started hitting some threes, and you saw that point total skyrocket.
Yeah, and I would love to tell you that, like, I fully blame the Kings for being bad on the defensive glass, but the Suns had played the night before, right? And everything they shot was coming off the rim funny. So they were short on a bunch of shots. And so what that does is it's not a conventional rebounding night. And sometimes the ball bounces to the other team. I don't think it was just the Kings getting outworked or out hustled. I think a lot of it was just, you know, what do they start 0 for 6 from 3 at least? And so I don't think you expected not just the misses, but where the misses were going and how they were coming, you know, off the rim, whether it was back ironing a bunch of shots or it was front ironing a bunch of shots. It was like a weird carom rebound night where just a bunch of balls fell to the other team.
Even that one that we always talk about that was like 4 or 5 offensive rebound, it just kept going back.
It just kept bouncing right into his hand, right into his hand. The killer part was no one. Yeah, that happened. That's 100% accurate. But like everyone thought, the next one was going to go. I don't remember who was down there. I don't remember if it was Domas or who it was. Yeah. There was like one King down there. And I think everybody else, oh, he's going to get this one.
Right.
Okay, he's going to get this one. Okay, he's going to get this one. And they're all just kind of like watching. And the ball is just bouncing off the rim, bouncing off the rim. And then finally,
like, well, that's a bad hop.
They're all,
it's like bounce.
They were all marveling at like, how is this happening? This is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I mean, I even looked it up. Like, I think after that game, the Kings were like 7th in the league in defensive rebounding. Like, they've been in the top 3 in defensive rebounding each of the last 2 years. They're a really good defensive rebounding team. And every once in a while, it happens that way where there's almost nothing you can do about it. And this isn't like you can go back. Like, I think the Knicks outworked the Kings. Was it last year, the year before? Jason Hart had all those offensive rebounds against the Kings. There are certain nights where you feel like, oh, they're just getting outworked. But I thought the Kings were playing really, really well, except for they kept turning the ball over and the offensive rebounds. But even the offensive rebounds, if you look, the Suns barely had any second chance points. Yeah. So it didn't matter. All those offensive rebounds, they only ended up with like 10 or 12 second chance points off of 19 offensive rebounds. And that just tells you, like, they really didn't have their legs or – to compound the fact they didn't have their legs, they were down an additional 2 players, which doesn't help because now, you know, you're sort of playing shorthanded and you're tired from the travel and from playing the night before.
Yeah. Hammer, I know you and Kyle talked about this probably pretty extensively over the last 2 days. Kevin Herter was fantastic. And I thought what was really impressive about Kevin was – he was really, really good before the three fell. Then the three fell, and it was like, okay, he's fantastic. But he was really good to start that game and found ways to be great for the Kings when he couldn't hit a three.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look, if you take away, again, the previous game where Kevin Huerter and Keegan Murray really had stinkers. I mean, they were both not good, and they weren't able to help out in other ways against San Antonio. But if you take that game out, look at most of the games this season from Huerter. It's usually right around 4 or 5 rebounds. It's usually 2, 3, 4 assists. He's been getting, I think he's got 3 games in a row with three steals. And not only that, but look at all the deflections he had. I remember thinking, man, sure does seem like he's deflecting a bunch of passes. And then right when I thought that, he just reached out and knocked a ball out of bounds that the Suns were trying to throw for a corner three. Mm. He's really playing instinctive, like solid rotational defense. Like whether he can defend, like tonight, Anthony Edwards, I don't think you want to lock him up one-on-one. But sometimes that doesn't matter. You need guys who also play the passing lanes, who have good, you know, rotations and just flat out good instincts and are good team defenders. And I think Kevin has been sort of miscast a little bit as like a bad defender. He's not a bad defender. He's not a good man on man defender against elite shooting guards. But like, who is at this point in the NBA? There just aren't that many great defenders, especially ones that can do some of the other things that Kevin can do, stuff in the stat sheet like he has.
Yeah, I love the way he's played, man. I love the way he's played with confidence. He seems like he has as good of an understanding of what the scheme is and what they're trying to do on the defensive end as anybody out there on the floor at all times. And like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, he's this lockdown defender one-on-one or anything, but he gives effort and he understands the concept of team defense. And that goes a long way for me, you know, understanding what you got to do with rotations, understanding, you know, help defense and all this other stuff. He seems to be locked in on that, and it's showing out there on the court.
Yeah, I think for some reason people kind of, they forget that he's 6'7". And, you know, and he's not like a short arm 6'7". I mean, he's a like a big shooting guard, a really big shooting guard. So, and to be honest, I think he's miscast as a shooting guard a lot of the time. Mm. I think he's better at the three, just because lateral quickness can be a little bit of an issue. And sometimes when you move out when you defend small forwards, a lot of teams are using their wings to run to the corners first. And when that happens, what it does is it gives you the inbounds line as like a help defender. Hmm. So for a guy like Kevin Huerter, when he goes to close out on that corner three, that's a lot different than closing out at a guy above, you know, sort of the arc. Hmm. And so because then they have a whole lot of options when you close out in a corner. You kind of have a guy pinned using the sideline and the back line, the sideline as help defenders. And so I just think it does aid him. And so I'm intrigued to see what he looks like playing small forward spot tonight. Again, if that's what happens. And I think, you know, Jaden McDaniels isn't exactly like he's not a guy who takes you off the dribble. And so Kevin should be just fine defending him if that's the way it all works out.
Kevin Huerter was one of the many components for the Sacramento Kings that went really well on that Suns game the other night. And a lot of these things are going to have to be mimicked again, Hammer, because we talked a lot during, you know, as Malik's absence was getting underway. Hey, man, we're going to have to see something, you know, from this second unit here, the so-called second unit, the bench. We're going to have to see something from Trey Lyles. And we saw that. We saw Keon, but the problem is now Keon's moving into the starting lineup. Jordan McLaughlin's probably going to wind up getting minutes similar to what he got versus Phoenix, probably more than what he got versus Phoenix, because instead of DeMar being out of half, DeMar is out the game. What those guys were able to do, and hey, if Doug McDermott wants to shoot every shot that when he touches the ball, great. I'm going to need him to make it a slightly higher clip than he's making right now. But what we saw versus the Suns from that second unit, Ham, we're going to have to see mimicked again, because they're going to be down a full 48 minutes without Malik and DeMar in this one versus being down just 24 minutes with DeMar last time.
Yeah, I think that's big. And like, look, don't forget Jordan McLaughlin played the first, 4 or 5 years of his career in Minnesota. So this is one of those games that he wants to get out there. He wants to get out there and sort of put his best foot forward and say, look, you know, look what you're missing. And you know, you guys, they know what he, who he is as a player. This is a really, really weird Minnesota team that if Jordan is out there, he's going to have to stick with his man. He's going to have to defend at a really high level because this team shoots a ton of threes, and they've got some decent sized guards that can hoist. And so I think it was good to see him get out there. He showed his quickness. He showed that he's fearless going to the basket. He hit a three. These are all things that, you know, you kind of thought you were getting when the Kings signed him. I just think the biggest issue that the Kings probably, I mean, they knew they've met Jordan McLaughlin before, they played against him before, but when you get him in your building, you realize that he is undersized. Mm-hmm. And there are certain games where, like, it's not going to work. Like, if Devin Booker is the point guard for the opposition, that's not a good matchup for you. Or even, you know, Tyus Jones is a good enough size point guard that when you're like 5'11", 6 foot, I don't think he's 6 foot. I like 5'11", I think is probably being generous for Jordan. But, you know, you're going to have to make up for that. Somebody's going to have to help out defensively and just know that, you know, you've got a little bit of a undersized player playing in the rotation.
There was a moment in that game on Wednesday early in the game where there was just a terrible miscommunication. I'll just say that on the defensive end led to like a Suns three. It was like in the first quarter or whatever. McLaughlin was out there and Mike calls a timeout and Jordan didn't make it out of the timeout. He was not happy with what happened because I saw it too. I said, what is he doing? Open three, and I was like, oh, I'm not surprised he didn't make it out of the timeout. But he got another opportunity, and he played well the rest of the time. And these are some of the things that we had talked about him is, you know, sometimes these guys are going to have to play through, the bench guys I'm talking about, they're going to have to play through some mistakes, play through some learning curves about what's going on. And Mike's going to have to – he's going to have to let him play through it if he wants the bench to be better. Maybe, I don't think it will, it obviously didn't on Wednesday, maybe it'll cost you a game. Maybe, you know, the mistakes of the bench might cost you a game, but having them out there being confident, understanding what it is you're trying to do as a team will help you out in the long run and probably get you an opportunity to play them a little bit more in the future.
No, I totally agree. And also, I think playing the bench a little bit more might be able to help you avoid your 35-year-old small forward who's leading the league in minutes played, coming up with a stiff back. You know, like I think that bench unit, it's not fair because Malik's not there to help out, but they've got to play better than they have throughout the year. And I think we're slowly starting to see guys like Trey Lyles step up and sort of find his footing, get his legs underneath him and really start to excel. Again, Jordan, The other thing I point out too about Jordan McLaughlin, like he played with Minnesota last year, and people remember, like Minnesota had the best defense in the league. Mm. Like their defense was higher rated than the Boston Celtics. So it's not like other teams haven't figured it out how to use him and use him effectively. But the biggest difference is like every single guy on the Minnesota Timberwolves outside of Jordan McLaughlin is like long and super athletic. And so the Kings don't really have the players around him or a goalie in Rudy Gobert standing behind him, sort of have his back. So you got to figure it out. But I also like to your point, they really do need the bench right now. Mm-hmm. This is that moment where guys need to step up and sort of figure out how they can help the team. And again, I don't mind Doug McDermott shooting every single time he touches a ball.
I don't either.
Need to hit.
Yeah, just make one once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. But at the same time, it's the fear of Doug McDermott on the court that does change a lot of things and opens things up. And just look at how the spacing changed for De'Aaron Fox the second they started making threes. As soon as they started making threes, De'Aaron Fox had a gigantic freeway to the rim. And that's why he looked so effective. And then he was able to get to the paint and spray the ball out to the guys for even more corner threes. And so that's how this offense is supposed to work. That's why this team had 38 assists the other night, where they really had been struggling to get that kind of, you know, ball movement and passing game going.
James, I tuned in on Wednesday specifically because when we wrapped things up, you said, I'm going to ask Mike about shooting the three and guarding the three and we'll, you know, get his thoughts on that. And obviously we didn't hear that live, but your partner over at the Kings beat, Fox 40, Sean Cunningham, posted the video right away, and I was able to listen to that before the game. I think you asked the first question of the media scrum, and man, did he give you a hell of an answer, because memory serves me, he was like, hey, I don't, you know, the other components of our defense, it's really not that bad. Like what we're doing against the three, like it's really not that bad. The other components of our defense are really good. But he started talking about the three, the spray threes, touching the paint. Like De'Aaron phrased it later in the night a little bit differently than Mike Brown did. But it was clear what the focus was for the Sacramento Kings headed into that game. And you got it from Mike before the game started. And then again from De'Aaron after the game ended, where it was touch the paint, touch the paint, touch the paint. Do not shoot a three until the ball touches the paint and then finds its way out there to a shooter. And we saw the most effective night from the Kings from three so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, the ball was popping. And that's what, like, it's been a couple of times this season where that it's happened like this, where all of a sudden you're seeing the ball moving. I think it was the third game of the season where we really started to see it move. But that's not always going to be the case. I mean, like, sometimes it is what the defense is giving you. And it is, you know, like, the defense does play a part in what's happening. And so it's hard to get the ball moving. Like, tonight, you know, they're going to put Jaden McDaniels on De'Aaron Fox. And that dude's 6'9" with like a 7'1" wingspan. And he's going to be all over Fox, and he can move for a guy that tall. It's going to be difficult. That's how other teams, if they can get a big forward that can track even a little bit with Fox, it takes away his ability to break down the defense, to get into the paint, to even find those other guys, like spray the ball out. So it's going to take more than just De'Aaron Fox tonight. And this is a game where I really think, I mean, you're going to miss DeRozan because of his shot making ability, but you're really going to miss you're going to miss Malik Monk, because this is where you kind of need the two guys that are busting you off the dribble. And also, I guess it is the DeRozan thing as well. They only have one Jaden McDaniels. So they only have one type of player like that. And so normally what we've seen from the Kings this season is the opposition has to make a decision. Are they going to defend Fox with that guy, or are they going to defend DeRozan with that guy? If they don't have to worry about that decision, that's not great for the Kings. And it's something that, you know, De'Aaron's just going to have to outplay him. Just straight up, he's going to have to be better on offense. McDaniels is on defense, and I expect him to be. But, you know, he's got to figure it out.
Yeah, we talked about De'Aaron's game on Wednesday. I don't know. I don't know if overlooked is the right word, but maybe it is. I mean, he's 29, 10, and 6 on Wednesday. And, you know, that's something that we're going to have to, you know, get used to seeing again if DeMar DeRozan's out for some extended period of time. Like, we're going to need first half of the season De'Aaron back in there. And
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He was more than ready and willing to do that the other night.
Yeah, I think sometimes a player missing time is actually an advantageous thing for the rest of the team. It forces guys to step up. It forces them to be bigger than what they have been. And I think, you know, again, look at when Malik Monk goes out of the game. It coincides with Trey Lyles figuring out, like, because Trey Lyles now has more weight on him. He feels it more that, like, look, Malik is out. I have to be a bigger part of what's happening here. And so maybe a little more forceful, a little more aggressive on both ends of the court. So I think that's a good thing. You know, again, Jordan McLaughlin has to be more aggressive. Keon Ellis has to be more aggressive. So I think having a guy like DeRozan out at this point, now it's probably De'Aaron that has to be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. He's got to get into the paint and he's got to help his help break everything down and help his team sort of, you know, take a huge step forward here. And the other thing is, it's kind of a bummer that you're missing DeRozan and Monk tonight, because, like, I don't think DeRozan's injury, the way that we were kind of phrased yesterday from the team was like, look, we might be able to update it later. We're going to put him as doubtful for right now, and he might be able to like be upgraded later tonight or tomorrow morning. So just keep an eye out for that, but we have to wait and see how treatment goes, right? But then you have to look that the Kings are playing a back-to-back here, right? And so if you might have had the decision, like, when do you want to play DeMar? Is it tonight and maybe not the next day? Or is it Saturday and not tonight? And I think in a perfect world, you want to beat Minnesota and Utah on the back-to-back. I think you would also really like to, you know, get that leg up in the Emirates NBA Cup and get the win tonight. But I don't think that there's any guarantee that you're going to win this game, whether DeRozan plays or not, just because Minnesota is a good team who is struggling a little bit, but they're still a good team. And I think it just maybe puts a little more importance on just get one of these. Make sure you're going to get one, and hopefully that means that DeMar might be able to play tomorrow. But, you know, you probably weren't going to be able to play in both games if there's any sort of, you know, concern about his back.
Man, and the killer looking back at this one. With DeMar out tonight, he scored 26 opening night. Malik is out. He scored 17 opening night against Minnesota. It's big time shot makers, big time scorers, big time creators. And now we're kind of back into that end of season situation last year. Playmaker gone, shot creator gone. Good luck, De'Aaron. It's you. Like, you're the guy. You're the creator again. So the Kings are going to have to get creative tonight, and we'll talk about the matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll keep James Hamm for a few more minutes before we send him out to the Golden 1 Center when D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Sky River Casino, where we will be live December 6th. Make your plans to be with us. The Sky River Takeover. D'Lo and KC live from 12 to 4. D'Lo and KC live Flashback Friday along with DJ Complex on 102.5 for the first time ever, live from the patio on 32 Brew Street, right into the Wake Up Call and Are You Smarter Than Kevin, beginning at 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to be there all day. We would love for you to be there with us, 32 Brew Street. We are begging you to be there with us at 32 Brew Street. First time we have ever done anything like this. Three radio stations, two shows, all live from Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, coming up December 6th. That is three weeks from today.
I was just about to say, that's not that far away.
It's really not, man. 3 weeks from today. And if you haven't looked at your work calendar, boy, our work calendar is busy for the next 3 weeks, with the exception, of course, of Thanksgiving. Well, actually, that's not true.
Yeah,
we're busy Thanksgiving.
Well, we are busy. That's right. We'll see you guys bright and early.
Yeah, we'll see you out there at the Run to Feed the Hungry.
That's a great event. That
was awesome.
I didn't know what to expect last year. I thought that was great. That was really cool.
Yeah, we had an absolute blast last year at Run to Feed the Hungry. James Hamm with us here. We're going to send him off to the Golden One Center coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Hammer, it is the Kings and the Timberwolves first in-season tournament game tonight. We know that DeMar DeRozan will not play tonight, and we were just kind of looking at the numbers from opening night. We talk about, Hammer, like external motivation, just different things to get you amped up. Maybe it's chalkboard material, billboard material, or whatever. The Timberwolves probably not playing exactly the way that they want to headed into this game. Already lost an in-season tournament game on Tuesday. Kings in a little bit of a different spot as they've beat the Suns a couple of times. They might be, feeling a little bit better about how they're playing. But Minnesota walked into the Golden One Center opening night and beat them. Mm-hmm. So both teams have that little extra push. The problem with the Kings is we just counted like 40 points that aren't there anymore with DeMar DeRozan out and Malik Monk out. Trey Lyles, of course, hadn't played basketball in a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. When he first stepped on the floor against the Minnesota Timberwolves, so he might be in a different spot, and hopefully somebody chokes out Rudy Gobert. He was one of two in that game, 3 points, but he had 11 rebounds.
He's weak, man.
If you can stop Julius Randle, you might be right in there.
Well, Julius Randle had 90 in that one. Oh, it was 33. Felt like 90, but it was 33.
So if we take. What did you say? How many did DeMar had 26?
DeMar had 26. And Malik had 17. Mm.
Yeah, so we need to shave off like another 10 points. So if you can hold Julius Randle scoreless and then find 10 more points to like slow down.
Well, Kevin had a bad night that night.
Kevin had a bad night. Yeah. I don't think De'Aaron went off that night.
He didn't. He had 15. Like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 20 point scorers were DeMar, Keegan, and Domas. Mm.
Yeah, the Kings are going to need a couple of guys to step up here.
Yeah, maybe Domas shoot the ball more than four times.
Oh, no, that would be a good idea.
He's welcome to go 3-for-3 again if he'd like to from three. Just hit a couple more in the paint.
Had a couple mid-range,
yeah.
A couple layup attempts in there.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems with Domas right now is he knows like the turnover bug has hit him, and he knows it. I think he's got 22 combined turnovers over his last four games. And so that's a problem. I mean, he turned the ball seven times the other night against Phoenix. And the last time they played Phoenix, he turned the ball over six times.
Yeah.
Like, look, I think there's plenty of room for the Kings to grow and to be totally fine in this game. Mm-hmm. They're realistically playing with almost the same roster they played with last year, except for Malik Monk is out and Harrison Barnes isn't there. But they should be okay against this team. This is sort of the tale of two teams early in the season that are both, they're okay, but they're not great. And you can tell that they're still trying to adapt to new players. And it's something I talked to Mike about yesterday at practice. Just like it is tough to get a read and you're trying to like build chemistry and all that stuff on the court, but it's not easy. You know, you would think that it's easy to just drop in a guy who averages 20 plus points per game, but they're such huge offensive cogs and they take away from some of what you're trying to do with other players. They add elements that you didn't have before, but it still takes a lot of like manipulation and trying to coach your way through it. And it's not just super simple. So, I do kind of look at these two teams as in a similar spot, except for the Kings are missing a few players.
Well, if Domas is listening, you know how you stop turning the ball over? By shooting. Can't be no turnover if you can shoot the ball.
I just want to make sure that Kenny Caraway suffers the same vitriol I did the one time I asked Domas to shoot the
ball.
I'm
trying to help him with the turnovers. You can't turn the ball over if you're getting the shot up.
Well, he had too much of that Domas wine that dropped yesterday. Shout out to the Sabonises.
What's it called? One?
Yes.
One.
Yeah, one.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got the melted wax top, so I don't know if the three of us are going to be buying that one anytime soon.
That means 50 to 70 a bottle?
Oh no, I think it's gonna be a little bit more than
Oh,
that.
Is it? Oh no.
Oh my god.
I know my I know the Pinot that I really like has the melted top, and that's about $55 a bottle.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Very discouraging when you drink the whole thing in one sitting. It's like, I just drank $55. Oh, it's only discouraging when you're alone. I just had $55 by myself.
It's like those shots in 1942.
No.
Get those?
Yeah.
Those like $70 shots.
Yeah, those 1942
That's crazy.
I'm not going to say it's trash, but it's overrated.
Well, yeah.
If they want to sponsor D-Lo and KC, it's terrific. But let's be honest, it's 1942 is a little overrated. A lot better tequilas out there.
They're going crazy with those $60, $70 shots. Are you crazy?
Yes.
Give me what the guy gave us opening night.
Don't give me that. Don't give me that. If you have to shoot the tequila, you're drinking trash. Sip it. That's what you do.
Sip it.
Yeah, but don't mind. Yeah, I mean, 4 shot attempts.
Yeah. And that's not real.
That was an anomaly.
That was a one-off. They won by a lot. I think he played 30 minutes in that one, 31 minutes. He didn't have to play 45. He played 29 minutes in that game. So it was a different game. Kevin was cooking. Exactly. The other guys were doing things.
He probably got into the mode of like, oh, these guys are cooking. Let me keep feeding them.
Nine assists in that one. But speaking of, did Domas have 7 assists when that game ended and somehow it wound up at 9? Or am I an idiot? And you can say that. It's fine.
No, I believe you're correct, because when I put out my 6 quick thoughts, he had 7. Mm. And I go back and I'm checking numbers the whole time. And then I had like the official box at the end of the game had 9. And I'm like, where did those come from?
Okay. So, all right. I thought so. I was like, why? I had in every note we take 7 assists, mm-hmm. and then pulled the box score to add it to my. I was like, wait, that's 9. Is this like the football game I created the other day?
I think I had to add something to 6 quick thoughts because it jumped from 7 to 9. And it was when we went downstairs to the press room and got the box score there, and the box score there was different. And I even opened up my laptop and I still had the final box from NBA.com, mm-hmm. and it had 7 and the final box had 9. Mm-hmm. And then I hit refresh on the NBA box score and it jumped to 9.
So okay. I'm saying, yeah, give All my right. man his assist. Give my man his 2 assists.
I'm with it. Well, if you're handing out assists, just give him a third so he can have a triple double on 3 made shots.
Handing out assists. They went to Mason Jones. You won't be needing these. Gave him the Domas.
Mason Jones like, hey, Mom, I had 3 assists today. Like, nah, buddy. They gave those to Domas. You had nothing.
I actually think he had 4 assists in the game.
Mason did.
The final box.
Mason.
Yeah, Mason.
You're right. Mason had 4 assists in that game.
Yeah, he came in. He was dealing. He was finding his guys.
Well, the Golden 1 Center was just handing out assists.
Colby Jones scored more than Doug McDermott did.
I'm with you, Dame. I like the Dougie McBuckets. I need a couple of them to go in.
Yeah.
I need a 3 for 7 night. How can go. I get that? I don't even need you to be on fire, but give me a 3 for 7 as opposed to 1 to 5.
Oh man, James, get out of here, man. Go get to the.
We're
going to
play
center.
Some more music.
Just a quick word of warning, James. We're headed to a concert downtown. It could be a little dicey down there. It's at the rail yards. So
just go straight to your car.
Just go now. Just go now, James.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Great. I can't wait for the traffic.
Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant, buddy.
All right, gents.
All
Have
right,
a good
man.
Night.
We'll see you. James, well, we can play more music. I mean, it ain't never hurt nobody. It's not like we ever see the YouTube money.
Thanks. Who gave us money the other day? Dave Garcia. Thanks.
Well, Dave, you know you're rich when Dave Garcia gives us money as a joke. He's like, here's $10 to fix your internet, losers.
$10. I'm holding on to that.
You know, if I could figure out it, I swear, Deuce, if you're listening, and I know you're not, you're getting ready for a game. You have to show me how to set this up. Like, how do I erase the Odyssey bank account or whatever is on here? They never know. I'm telling you, they don't know we exist. Our people here know we exist. Are those people in Philadelphia?
Nah. I have no idea.
Absolutely no clue. Boy, that was a little bit, no joke, that was a little bit jarring. We're missing like 43 points tonight.
But you brought up good points, though. There is a way to make those up.
Yeah.
From the games we had before. Like, De'Aaron wasn't cooking. Well, Herter had two.
Yeah, Herter had 2 points, yep.
Yeah. I mean, if De'Aaron gives us 10 more, you know, gets to 25, and Herter's, you know, gets to 15 or so, that's not all the points, but that's a – and you can stop Julius Randle from losing his
Bruh, mind. Julius Randle, 13 of 17 in that game, 5 of 6 from 3. Ant-Man took 15 threes in that game.
Oh, man.
He was 5 of 15. He was getting them up.
So the funny thing is, I'm on Prize Picks and just looking for stuff for money. And they had the three-point attempts. They had Ant-Man at 10. Well, I said, that's egregious. I didn't even realize he took 15.
15 of them.
Game before.
15
that's
of
been a
things.
Thing with him this year. He's been taking a lot of threes.
He has. I think I saw him up there with Steph.
Jeez.
He had a Steph stat line in terms of, I think it was 50 made threes at a certain point in the season or something like that.
Man,
Buddy Hield was nowhere to be found, shockingly. No. But it was like Steph, Ant-Man.
He getting them up. So maybe he does take
12 you haven't
threes.
Given us the...
The Beam money. Go ahead, well, Sam.
No,
you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Well, Beam money is ready to go. I got it right here for you guys. I'm going De'Aaron Fox, points, rebounds, and assists, 37.5. I'm going more. He's going to have like 25 points. And then all he got to do is get another 12 in the form of rebounds and assists. He'll do that relatively easy. Keegan Murray, this was a little goblin right here. I'll take it, though.
Oh, okay.
1.5 3-pointers made. Keegan probably getting about 4 tonight. He found the jump shot the other night.
Okay.
He getting about 4 tonight.
And you're on a little win streak, no?
Yeah, about 3 in a row. Three in a row. Yeah, all right. A little something. You know.
Okay. All right, settle down. I was just asking.
I got Ant-Man, you know, because you got to get somebody else in there.
Yep.
I got Ant-Man more than 24.5 points. He's going to come out ready to end this two-game losing streak. So you're going to get him up. Okay. And then I got Domas. More than 19.5 points. That's your Beam money for tonight. If you're going to Prize Picks and you want to play your lineup, put that promo code KIFM in there for $50 guaranteed on your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
I'm definitely taking the... I took the Domas one, too. What was the Ant-Man that you took?
24.5.
Mm.
He going to have close to 30 tonight. The key is Julius Randle can't have 30 either.
Well, that would be nice. Let's see.
Because what did Ant get the first game?
Ant-Man had 32.
And a lot of that came in the second half. I think he had 26 in the second half. Because he started slow.
How many rebounds did Ant-Man have in that one? 6. They got him at 5.5 on here.
Man, they got some tough ones tonight.
I'm playing scared, man. I can't lie. Your boy a little rattled after the Tyrese play. Your boy a little rattled.
It happens, man. It happens.
Do they play tonight?
The Pacers
play tonight? Yep, they sure do.
Yeah, because you tried to do an all Tyrese.
Oh, that's right. I did. Well, I got my Kings picks in, so let's head over here. Tyrese, 15 field goal attempts. 7.5 three-pointer attempts.
He had 8 last game, I think.
Oh, we got assists at 10.
He might drop dimes.
Against Miami.
Give us what we all want to know.
I'm going 7.5 three-point attempts less.
What's them points?
I'm trying to think of the most insulting one I could take.
What's them points looking like?
18.5.
Come on, man. Come on now.
18.5.
I ain't going to say it, but come on now. You already know what time it is.
The funny
18 and he's scoring 19 points tonight against the Heat.
This is funny. You could get the super red guy.
Ooh.
At 25.5.
You have to go more.
Kiss my
wow,
ass.
Wow, crazy about that.
Ain't
one.
No chance.
Hey, crazy. That's the
ain't
demon.
No chance.
The demon. Nah, that's just giving Prize Picks your dollars.
Okay. okay, which one do I take? The 7.5 3-point attempts or the 18.5 less? Talk to me, people. Come on, man. We got money.
I'm gonna leave that to the chat because that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I'm gonna take the 7.5.
Yeah, I think that's a safer bet.
That's right attempts. There. I'm gonna take 7.5.
Yeah.
Get my lineup set. Where we at? Oh, this is. This ain't even worth doing. This is playing 20 to make 40. This isn't even worth it. This ain't even playing 20. Give me. Yo, this is terrible. See, LeBron James, 42. I need something else. I need some money here. What do you? Ant-Man at 27.5 versus the Spurs.
Let me see if I can find one. I'm gonna find one here.
Let's see. Okay, that's 20 to make 100 if I take that Anthony Davis play.
That's a good one. He is going up against Wemby.
All right, I'm gonna play it. Come on, man. Let's make some
money. Oh, I got one. I
just hit submit.
Damn.
What's the play?
Zach LaVine, 21.5
playing,
points.
I ain't playing Zach LaVine.
He's cooking this year.
I'm not playing Zach LaVine.
What about, oh.
A degenerate plays Zach LaVine. I'm not playing Zach LaVine.
See, there's another one here. I would have went less with this one. No disrespect, but I would have went less. Joel, 23 points.
Oh. Can I adjust my lineup? Hold on. I didn't see that. Do I get extra points for going no chance in hell?
I might do an All-NBA joint outside of the bean money here.
Oh, man, I might need to do another one. Y'all want to have fun for a minute?
Let's do it.
What are you doing here? Friday night, we turn it up, baby.
Hey!
Flashback Friday. D-Lo and KC.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Div?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Bring it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo, situation is. Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start.
Mm-hmm.
It's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Sing along, y'all, come on.
Take precaution before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
your bitch is the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind. Steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming. She'll make you think you're dreaming.
She'll make you think you're beaming. Come on, man. Kings play tonight. Let's go.
Poison, deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like the Vogue, getting paid late. So better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole shit. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning you, but I know she's a loser.
How did you know?
We're
going to switch it up right here.
Hey.
Let's switch it up a little bit.
DJ D-Lo. DJ D-Lo.
Let's switch it up a little bit. We're going to introduce y'all to something. It's one of my favorite tracks. She's gonna hit you with the countdown here in a second. Oh no, this is a different version that don't have the countdown. But that's all right. It's Flashback Friday. The Sacramento Kings are at the Golden One Center tonight, and I just computed this. It's gonna be a little bit busy downtown because we getting on the road.
Yeah.
We headed to the rail yards. We about to see that boy Anderson Paak, a.k.a.
Hey.
Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Woo, we feeling good right now.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna lie to you. Morning started a little bit rough, but we good now because we got
up,
the
baby.
Chatty house and we got music on our side. Come on, Janet.
All the lonely nights, I spend alone. Never out to love me. You're always gone.
out to that boy DOA. I got one more. I got one more. Hold on, Janet. I'm so sorry to do this to you, Janet, but we got one more we got to play. This is dedicated to
DJ D-Lo.
It's for the Minnesota Timberwolves out there.
Hey,
we about to light the beam tonight. LL Cool J, come on. One more verse for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let's go.
Come on.
Over what it is. Hey,
come on, man.
Let's get one tonight, man. Let's get one tomorrow night, too. I want a perfect weekend. I need one tonight, I need one tomorrow night, and I need them Niners to handle business against the Seahawks. Come on, man. I need a perfect weekend. That's what I'm calling for.
It's a big game for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend, man. You could, I don't think you put the nail in the coffin of the Seattle Seahawks, but you get pretty damn close.
Yes.
You'd have to have a couple of teams have a pretty big fallback for the Seahawks to be back in this. You start turning this into a two-team race. And then, as we laid out yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles getting that win against Washington brings them back to the pack a little bit. A scenario that we talked about was last week or earlier this week. Now the wild card back into play here. It's not just the route through the division. For me, I think it's the same for you. For me, just get to the playoffs.
That's it.
My feelings on this team, on the San Francisco 49ers, will be completely different once they're in the playoffs.
Once they get into the playoffs, I think all bets are off. And if they're not able to do it, then they just weren't good enough to get to the playoffs.
And that's it. Yeah. Right? And that's it. Like, in the season was kind of a loss at that point. As you mentioned, two Sacramento Kings games by the time we return to you here on Monday. Let's get a win. Let's get a couple of wins at home. Let's get a win in this in-season tournament.
Yes.
And anybody out headed to the rail yards, I'm telling you, I didn't even think about it till you said it yesterday. I want to see that beam lit so bad from the stage.
Yeah, I need them picks.
Y'all have a wonderful weekend, man. We appreciate you so much for being with us. As always, we will see you back here. Big thanks to Kyle for all of his work and our man Joe as well. We will see you back here Monday at 10 a.m. on the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.